بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا. Towards the end of the surah, the end part of the surah, Allah Ta'ala finishes it as the whole Quran Sharif in a very beautiful way, where Allah Ta'ala commands us that what the basics of deen, that we should always maintain them. The surah was with regard to getting up for tahajjud, qiyam al-layl, and Allah made it very easy also, and Allah Ta'ala relieved the ummah that from it being faraz at one time, Allah Ta'ala made it now nafil to make tahajjud namaz. But the benefits of it, Allah Ta'ala showed, are very great. So finally Allah Ta'ala says that in summary, وَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَرْقَائِمْ رَكُوا namaz. And always establish namaz. Iqamat salah means to be very particular about one's namaz, to perform it with all its requisites and requirements. Not just haphazardly, not just now and then, but properly, with full concentration and devotion. And this in itself is a lifelong mission, which we have to make effort that our namazes become perfect. Wa'atu zakat, or deete raho zakat. And keep on giving your zakat also. Make sure that you take out your zakat and that you give it, and that you give it in the correct channels as well. And together with the zakat, وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Or qaraz do Allah ko achhi tarah par qaraz dena. And give a loan to Allah Ta'ala in a very good way. Give a good loan to Allah Ta'ala. Those people who have objection to deen, when this ayat was revealed originally, this command of spending in the path of Allah, and in this terms, they give a loan to Allah. Then the Jews, na'uzu billah, they say that what has Allah gone poor, that Allah wants a loan from people now. There is no question about that whatsoever. The answer to that is, Allah has put it in this form that we know any person who has got even reasonable, good standing character, he knows if he has to take a loan, he must pay it back. There is no doubt that Allah Ta'ala will pay back. So whatever a person will give in the path of Allah, Allah put it in the form of giving a loan. That is undoubtedly Allah is going to give it back to you. The great rewards of the year after will also accumulate, and whatever you spend in the path of Allah, Allah will give you many, many fold more than that also. So therefore Allah Ta'ala speaks of it as a loan. And this loan is not a loan that Allah is in need, but Allah is going to give you back all that you had spent. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should put it in this very beautiful form, that whenever you give in the path of Allah, you haven't given anything away. All you have done is transferred your money from one account to another account, to your own account, to another account of yours. From dunya's account to akhirat's account. And in that Allah is going to give you much, much more in return, and lot of rewards and great, great rewards. And also remember the object and purpose of your life. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. اور جو کچھ آگے بھیجو گے اپنے واسطے کوئی نیکی, اس کو پاؤ گے اللہ کے پاس. And whatever you're going to send ahead of any good deed, you will find it by Allah Ta'ala. In other words, our object of life is not this dunya, but the akhirah. And we should be sending forward and preparing for akhirah all the time. And whatever you send, you are going to get the rewards. It is narrated in Bukhari Sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba al-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who loves his inheritor's wealth more than what he loves his own wealth. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, naturally all of us, we love our own wealth more than the wealth of our inheritors. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give it careful thought, think of the answer. They said, surely we love our own money more than what we love our inheritance money. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your own wealth, your own money, is that what you have sent to the akhirat for yourself? That is what is yours. And what you're going to leave behind is for your inheritance. So if you love your money, then send it away to the akhirat where you are going to be permanently. And you are definitely going to get it back again and going to get it many, many, many fold. So much more that you cannot imagine. And with how much of other benefits you're going to get it, you cannot imagine. So keep that in mind that we have to send forward to the akhirat. And Allah has given us many channels that we can spend our money and make it so valuable in the akhirat. Huwa khayran wa a'zama ajra. Behtar or thawab bi ziyada. That is much more better by Allah Ta'ala, and the reward is much more greater. You might give just one rand in the path of Allah, but Allah Ta'ala nurtures it like we plant a seed and it becomes a tree. From the tree, how much fruits come? From each fruit again, how many other seeds come? How many other trees again? So whatever you spend, Allah makes it grow all the time. And then finally, when you will go, you cannot imagine how much Allah has kept in store for you. So Allah encourages very greatly that a person should be spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Wastaghfirullah. Or maafi mango, Allah say. And in spite of all this good that you do, keep on seeking forgiveness from Allah. None of you, none of us can be perfect in any way whatsoever. Perfect is very far from it. We are full of faults all the time. So one very important aspect in our life is to be asking for forgiveness. We all make mistakes, and we should be asking for forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala is such that when He forgives, it's completely forgiven also. And then it's a thing of the past, forget it and carry on with your life now. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بے شک اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving, most forgiving, and Allah is most merciful. After forgiving, Allah doesn't just forgive the sin, but Allah gives you much more great rewards. And Allah Ta'ala changes those sins into good deeds. And then not only that, Allah gives you much more also. He showers His mercy upon you. Yeah, if a person has to be, if he was guilty, but he got a state pardon, the president of the country pardoned him and told him, we let you go. But he won't give him. Now, with that also, with the pardon, some filling station, some block of flats, some farms, etc., He will just forgive him. But when Allah forgives, Allah showers His great mercies on that person. So alhamdulillah, the surah of Muzammil has come to an end, and in this beautiful way, and may Allah give us tawfiq to bring these qualities into our lives.